Okay, we get into Nehemiah Perek Dalet, and Perek Dalet built on Perek Gimel when they were building and they had trouble with Sanballat and Tovia, but in that Perek, they built by half the wall. This Perek seems to discuss a story that happened during this time, during the building of the walls, meaning Perek Dalet takes place during the time of Perek Gimel. What happens? They're building, and all of a sudden Sanballat and his henchmen hear about what's going on, and they have a plan. They're going to plan. They're going to have a surprise attack against the Jews. They're going to try to kill a lot of Jews. And again, were they Jewish? Were they not Jewish, these attackers? Unclear. Well, let's say they were. Maybe some of them were Kusim. They were going to kill a lot of Jews and hopefully deflate return and the rebuilding, so the Jews do not become a strong force in Yerushalayim and in Eretz Yisrael. That was their plan, but some Jews heard about it, maybe the infiltrators, as we spoke about in the last parak, and they went to tell Nehemiah, and Nehemiah went and put guards, and they had weapons, and they built while they had weapons and guarded, and when the enemy saw that their plan became known, it seems like they gave up. It seems like they said, okay, we're not going to attack because we don't have the element of surprise. And the building continues as was planned, but it says it was under anxiety because they were building as well as protecting themselves throughout the day and throughout the night. That is the Perek, which really takes us through the rebuilding process. The rest of the Sefer, as we'll see, has to do with a lot of the takanas and societal improvements that Nehemiah made till we get towards the end when we talk about the sanctification of the city, as we will talk about. So let's go back to the beginning, Perek Dalet. Vayikra Shama Sanballat v'Tovia. When Sanballat and Tovia v'ha'aravim, v'ha'amonim, v'ha'ashdodim, all this group heard, ki olsa arucha l'chomos Yerushalayim. When they heard that the walls of Yerushalayim were getting healed. Olsa arucha is the language that's used in Mishnayos for getting healed. So when they heard that it was getting healed, that the broken open pieces were getting closed up, so they were very upset. They got very angry. So it's interesting to think about what happened here. Back in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud, it says, the first time they heard about it, it was just bad for them. Then, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud, they scoffed and they mocked. And finally here, and in the end of the previous parak, they got angry. So first there was concern, then there was mockery, and then there was anger. How often do our enemies throughout history go through the same issue? They're concerned about what the Jews are doing, then they start mocking the Jews and defaming the Jews, and then they get angry, and then they take action against the Jews, right? That's something that comes up all the time, Rahman al-Islam, throughout our history in exile. And this wasn't even in exile. They were in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rinas Yitzchak suggests, the Mishpat Zozov quotes this also, the Rinas Yitzchak suggests, what does it mean that it was healing? Olsa arucha for the chomos Yerushalayim. So the Tosfos Abba Metzia and Daphne Gimel says that if rov mechitzos are kayamos of Yerushalayim, then it has kedusha and you could eat kachim there and maaser sheni, even though it might not be able to be metaltal on Shabbos, but still, it's called Mechitza regarding Meiser and Kachim. So maybe that's what's going on here. At the end of the previous parak, if you say this parak happened right after the previous parak, not during. So once they built half the walls, and once they built half the walls, so now it's Mala Rucha, because the next step is going to fix the walls and make it a Mechitza Maliasa for Kedushas Makom. That's what got them angry. That's what got them angry, that it was having a spiritual healing, so to speak. So it got them angry, So what they do, by Yikshiru Kulam Yachtov, they all got together, Lavo Lihi Lachem Yerushalayim. They got together to be able to fight against Yerushalayim, Velasos Lo Toa, and make it low, make the city, usually the city is feminine, but either way, it's referring to, referring to Nehemiah, the Ebenezer here notes, Lenehemiah ola am Yerushalayim, right, to the am, but Toa, what is Toa? So, the Ebenezer says, Shem Dover al Mishkal ole Shoah, destruction. Rashi also says, Kilko Vahashchasa. That's Toa. They want to destroy it. If you look in the Mesudas David, Mesudas Sion, Hamevulbal Bedaito Libli Das Mayase. Kari Toa. Toa is a wanderer, right? We have elsewhere. Toa, a wanderer. Like, they want to just confuse them and make them stop building. The other way, Toa could be from the word surprise, haftah, that's the modern word, but they wanted to take it by surprise to do the fight. Vanis Palel, and what happened? Nehemiah heard about it. As we mentioned at the end of the previous parak, Vanis Palel, Kenu. We davened, right? This was a tefillah be'eis tzara, according to all days, right? The Rambam says, as a mitzvah to daven every single day of our life, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, no, there's only a mitzvah to daven be'eis tzara, based on the pasuk in Baaloscha, not avodah shebalev zu tefillah, that's an asmachta, according to the Ramban, but based on the pasuk of al atzara sorer eschem arayosam bechatzosros. V'nizkatim l'vnei Hashem l'keichem. So that's tefila beit sara. That's what happened here. V'chemya and all of Am Yisrael daven v'nis palel elokeinu v'na'amid mishmar aleihem yom avalayla mevdeihem. We started it not just building. We had a guard day and night. V'yomer Yehuda. But the Jews at first were having yeush. And they were weak. Kashal koach asabo, the koach of the sabo, the schleppers have become weak, and we're stumbling, and we still have so much to do. Are we really going to be able to do this? There's so many enemies that don't want us to do this. They were giving up hope. The ha'afar harbe, there's so much dirt. There's so much dirt that we still have to carry. Rashi, kashal koach asabo, hasovlim va'omsim ha'avanim, the ones that schlep the rocks, va'ha'etzim and the wood, lebinyan achoma nichshalu b'kocham, they have stumbled. Shein bohem koach livnos. They don't have koach. What do you see from here? So much of koach is not physical strength, it's the attitude. It's the all of a sudden, what changed? It was heavy, a lot of work beforehand. But it was the attitude, the mentality affects the physical ability. So they said to Nehemiah, we're getting depressed and we can't do it. Va'anachnu va'afar harbe va'anachnu lo nuchal livnos b'choma. And we can build it. Rashi, again, the next Rashi. V'afar harbe, adayin yesh tit v'chomer harbe. Litein b'binyan achom, we still have to do so much cement. Lomar, shadayin ha'malacha gedola aleinu livnos. V'anach lo nucha livnos b'choma, b'nipachad ha'oivim. That's the root. M'pipachad ha'oivim. We could do it if we weren't anxious. V'yomru tsare, and the machlokas, is this a continuation of the Jews giving up hope, or is this the tsarenu? Is tsarenu part of the Vayomru Tsarenu, our enemy said, or Vayomru, and they, the Jews said, Tsarenu, right? So that's a question. Tsarenu lo yedu velo yiru ad asher navol tocham. We're not going to be seen. They're not going to know. They're not going to see until we come. Vaharagnum, we're going to kill them. It's going to be a planned surprise attack. Vishbasnu es hamalacha, and they're going to be able to be mashbis and stop the malacha. Right? These difficulties that Am Yisrael had, even once they came back to Eretz Yisrael, and they came back to build the Bayis Sheni, and it's built already. It was already forecast. The Ramban says in the end of Vayikra, in Bichukosai, on the pasuk of O Oz Yikana Lo Vavam Ha'arel. So he notes there that in the Tokocha it says things are going to be bad, then going to be good, they're going to be bad. It goes back and forth, but I thought once they come back, it's going to be good. So he says no. It's referring to these times. Vahu Remeh, says the Ramban, Chavav Mem Aleph, Vahu Remeh Shehiviyam Ela Aretz, Velo Nichbash Alefneim, it won't be totally conquered. Aval Hayulem Tsarim Va'ayvim Sham. They'll have enemies even there, Kamosha Neamar Vayomru Tsarenu, our pasuk. Our enemies, vayikasher shamu oyvenu, via aretz biyad ha'amim ha'isa, biyad ha'amim, kamosha amar Ezra. Like Ezra says, bit tefila so, right, this is a pasuk in, what is he referring to? Ezra, Nechemi, ne'achnu ayom avadim, v'arez reshad avasin alachol, period, v'estuva, v'chul, he continues, batzara gadola anachnu, he's a word, batzara gadola, and therefore, says, it's really a pasuk in Nehemiah, but we're Betzara Gedola, and therefore the Ramban already forecast this. The Torah has already forecast this according to the Ramban. So either way, they're in this difficult state. But what happened, the Jews that were sitting amongst the enemy, Sanballat and the Aravim and the Ashdodim, and they told us 10 times. You told me 10 times already. Pashas 10 times here just means many times. It doesn't mean 10 times literally. They told us many times that this is what they're going to do. From all the places that you live. Rav Schwab points out that these last three words are very difficult to know exactly what they mean. Right? When the Yehudim that were amongst them came and they told us 10 times, from all the places, asher tashuvu aleinu, that you will return. What exactly is meant by that? Very difficult to know. So Rav Schwab says he thinks tashuvu means lashevet, can mean to settle there. So maybe they told us 10 times from the places asher tashuvu aleinu tashuvu. He says maybe is feminine, referring to the back to the makomos, tashuvu aleinu, the hidden places that the enemy is settled in. That he told us all those. It is meant here in its extended sense of being occupied by the enemy, as a trench is occupied by soldiers. Therefore, as we understand it, the meaning, we call Makomot Sesher Tashuvu Aleinu, is about all the places that are occupied by the enemy for attacks against us. The enemies plan to occupy certain hidden places, then suddenly pounce upon the unsuspecting defenders of the wall. And taking this sentence together, when the Jews who live among the enemies found out about their plans, they came to us and warned us many times about the hiding places that the enemies plan to occupy and use against us in launching their attacks. That's what Rav Schwab suggests, how you read that pasuk. So what did he do? What did Nehemiah do? Va'amid, Nehemiah was the warrior. Va'amid mitachtios lamakom. Maybe that means he put soldiers on the bottom of the wall that's also hiding, right? If they're hiding, that right, that's what the Mitzudas David says, Mitachas Makom Abinyan, Miachor Yachom Aklapi Achutz. He put soldiers there, right? Others, right, Mitachtios might be from the word undercover, Amtachas, Rav Schwab suggests, but either way they're hiding, but Batzrichim in amongst the cliffs, for Amidas Ha'om L'Mishpachos. And I told the families, you know, get ready to fight in groups, in families, Amchar Voseim in your swords, Ramcheim, the spears, Kashto Sehem, Va'er and their bows. Va'er Va'akum, I saw. I all of a sudden thought the attack was coming. Va'er Va'akum Va'omar Elacho Rim Ve'Laskanim Ve'Yasara'am. I got up and I told all of the people, Al Tiru Mipnehem, don't be fearful. Don't be scared. Es Hashem Agadol V'Hanora Zechuru. Remember Hashem. V'Hilachem U'Alachechem, B'neichem V'Vanoseichem, Nesheichem V'Vatechem. You're fighting for Am Yisrael. Go fight. What does it sound like? Sounds like Moshua Malchama, right? The Psukim and Shoftim in Perachaf, but I'll read it from the Rambam. The Rambam in Perach Zayin of Vilchus Malachim says, this is the pep talk. He's giving them the pep talk. Says the Rambam, Miha Isha Yarei Veracha Leivav, Kamash Ma'o, Shein Belibo Koach Lamod Bekishri Malchama. Says, whoever is weak and can't fight, so they could go home. But that's what the Rambam says towards the beginning of the Perach. I'm sorry, Zayin Gimel. Omar lohem beloshen hakodesh, Shema Yisrael atem kreivim hayom lemelchama, al aveichem, al yirach levavchem, al tiruv, al tachmazu. Don't be scared, ki Hashem alokeichem, aleichem achem, lilachim achem, aveichem loshiyeschem. Right, Hashem is fighting for you. Hashem is fighting with you. So the Rambam continues now in Halacha Tezvav. Umeachar shiikanis on the mekishri amalchama yishan al mikveh Yisrael. Right, once he goes into the war, rely on Hashem. Umoshio beesara v'yedash al yichud Hashem uosim malchama. Know that he's fighting for Hashem. V'yasim nafsho b'chapo. He should put his soul into his Hashem's palm. V'lo yira, v'lo yifchad, v'lo yachay chashev, v'lo be'ishto, v'lo babanov. Don't focus on your family. Elo yimacha zichra milibo. Wipe their memory out. V'yifanami kol dar v'lo mochama. Focus on the war. Focus on the war. A pep talk. I saw, and the Mishnah Zav also makes the ha'ara, but it's clear when you read the Rambam. Ezra says, Nehemiah here says, go to battle. Hashem's fighting for you. Think about your family. Think about what you're fighting for. The Rambam says, but there is not that. The Rambam says, don't think about your family. Don't think about your family. So again, the Mishnah Zav suggests, maybe it just means that, you know, if it's going to help you focus what you're fighting for and you're going to fight stronger, then focus on your family. But if it's going to be distracting for you, so then maybe don't focus on your family. Maybe that's how you make the distinction. Rav Cook writes in one of his writings, maybe to explain the Rambam, what does it mean? Maybe you're like what Nehemiah says, you can focus on your family and you'll fight better. But what's the message of this Rambam? That when a soldier goes out to battle, he's part of Am Yisrael. He loses his individuality, so to speak. He's part of the Am. He's fighting for the Am. And he's Nepach le'ishel tzibur. Right? He's not a yachid anymore. And maybe that's the message of Chayalot Shel Beit David, Kosvin Gel Ishto. Did they literally? But even the message is, they're not connected to their family anymore. Now they're connected to the family of Am Yisrael. And that's the message that the Rambam gives, and therefore that could be read with this. That's the conceptual message, and this Rav Nehemiah is giving the practical message. If you look in the Mishnah Zosav, I'm sorry, look in Rav Schwab quotes a story here where he says, Zachoru, just think about Hashem. Think about Hashem and Hashem will protect you. It's basically a Gemara like this too, but he quotes the story of the Briska Rav, that the Briska Rav and his son were trying to leave Germany right after the Germans, or leave where they were, in Brisk, in the town, right, leaving Brisk, Brest-Litovsk, when the Germans occupied the town. Their plan was to dress as ordinary businessmen and to go to the train station and nonchalantly buy tickets to the next city. The Rav told his son that while they were in the process of undertaking this very audacious plan, concentrate their minds on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Od Milvado. That's all to think about. They went to separate ticket booths, were indeed unnoticed. Waiting for the train, the Rav saw a German soldier who became suspicious, heading in his son's direction. The Rav quietly said to his son, Don't be Mesiach Das, Ein Od Milvado. The soldier looked for a moment and passed by. Ein Od Milvado, and therefore nothing could overcome. And that's what Nehemiah tells them. Zechoru, remember Hashem. So what happens? Vayhi kasha shamoi veinu ki noda lanu. Once they heard, once Sanballat and all the others heard that it was known, vayafar lakim es atzasam, that Hashem had been made for their plan, vaynashav kulanu elachoma ish el malachto, and everybody returned, and they stopped, right? They stopped, and therefore we, says Nehemiah, we returned to our building, and we realized that they weren't going to attack us, at least at that moment. Again, interesting, this is a Nes Nistar again, right? This is at the time, a little bit after Purim. couple decades after Purim. So the Purim story was also at a time of Anochi Haster Astir, right, the Gemara in Chulin, that the Hester Panim that took place, so this is still the Hester Panim. This was an Eis Nigla. No, it was an Eis Nistar. It was an Eis Nistar that they were going to fight, and they heard about it, and they were able to call off the battle. Vayihi b'nayomahu, so from that day on, says Nehemiah, we had a dual plan. Chati na'arei osim b'malacha, half of my troops, half of my na'arim, did the work, and the other half were guards. They guarded, they turned around. You never know when they would attack. And the officers were behind all Beis Yehuda. Those who were actually building and schlepping, those who were schlepping could have do their malach in one hand and have their weapon in the other hand. The habonim, the ones that were actually building, ishcharbo asur mamasnav, so they had a weapon on their waist. Ubonim fatokei bashofar etzli, and the one who was blowing shofar etzli, right, that would be the call for emergency. So he stayed near me, and if there was ever any need, we would blow the shofar. Va'omar elachorim elaskanim vel yeseram. I told them hamalacha harbe urechava. There's a lot of work to do. We spread out to the walls. They went far away. The Malbim says, originally when they thought there was danger, they all came together to be protected together. But now that the danger had subsided, they seemed that they were going to just take regular protection. So they separated and went to their different areas. They went to the different areas in order to build. In the place, if you hear the shofar, gather together. That'll be the symbol that there's going to be an attack, and Hashem will fight for us. And meanwhile, we have work to do. V'anachnu osim b'malacha, we are working, v'chetzya machzikim baramachim, yalos ha-shachar, atezak kochavim. And we're working and holding our spears from the morning till the evening. Right? This pasuk is quoted on the first daf in Shas. Beizim beizim brachos, yalos ha-shachar, atezak kochavim. Right? The Gemara quotes this to determine when is nighttime? Well, when can the Kohanim go eat their truma? By Tezak HaKochavim, because that's when the day ends. You see from this pasuk, Me'alos HaShachar Ad Tzeis HaKochavim. Gam Bo Isahi Amarti Lam, and I told the Am, Ish V'naro Yolina B'Doch Yerushalayim. Sleep here, don't go anywhere else, don't go home. V'yolano Halayla Mishmar V'Hayom Malacha. Right, they did Mishmaros at night, they were worked during the day. Rashi says, Nimsa Shloha Yishinim Klum. They didn't sleep much, they were busy. Was he working and protecting themselves, right? But these two psukim are sources for what determines the day, and that's what we know. Halachic day is dawn, alos hashachar, till tezak hachavim is laila. Again, some halachas go by shki and netzachama, right? The famous machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Gra. How do you determine shows manios? The Vilna Gaon goes by sunrise to sunset. You split that into 12 equal parts. The Magen Avraham says no. It's from Amud HaShachar to Tzeis, and that's why the Magen Avraham's Zmanim are always earlier in the morning, right? That's why Zosman Kriyishma is earlier for the Magen Avraham. He starts earlier because the 12 equal parts are determined from Amud HaShachar to Tzeis HaKochavim and not the other way. Interesting, the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, where he talks about the laws of building the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says, Ein bonin es HaMikdash balayla. One is not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash at night. Shene'emar uvayom hakim es HaMishkan. B'yom hakimin v'lo balayla. Only by day, not by night. V'oskin b'binyin me'alos HaShachar atzeis HaKochavim. And you're oskin b'binyin from alos titzeis, says the Kesef Mishnah, hachiksi be'ezra. Right, that's what it says by Ezra. So Pashas, the Kesef Mishnah, is just bringing that pasuk to say what the day is. It says you could do it by day, and what's the day? Alos Hashachar, this is a kohavim. Right, even though our psukim, our parak, is not about building the Beis Hamikdash. Our parak is about building the walls of Yerushalayim. The Beis Hamikdash was already built. But either way, this is the pasuk. Right, the language of the Kesef Mishnah, by the way, is Hachi Ksiv BeEzra. Again, and it's Nehemiah. But that's the binyan Mikdash is only by day, and that's what the Rambam learns, and the Kesef Mishnah learns from our parak. The ein ani v'achayu narai v'anchi amishmar shacharai. My family, me and my guards, ein anachnu poshtim begadena. We don't take off our clothes. Ish shilcho hamayim. What does that mean? Another difficult phrase. Ish shilcho hamayim. So the Malbim says that means we didn't do any laundry. The ain is still going on. The shilcho is like our begadim, Right? Shalach in another context means begadim. So we didn't take off our, put our clothes in the wash. Meaning we didn't want to have even a second that we weren't clothed, so we were able to fight and defend ourselves if we needed. So there was no kfisa, there was no laundry. Rav Schwab says, it doesn't sound that way. You have to switch around a lot of different words to have that pshat. Shilcho, earlier in the parak, we had shalach means a weapon. So he says he thinks that's what it means. Ish shelcho hamayim, what does that mean? Maybe this goes back to a custom that's really ancient, right? That Jews have in Tilas Yadayim, right by their bed. When we went to sleep, we didn't take off our clothes, and we put our weapon right next to our water. Right next to our water. Fascinating. Two final points. Rav Schwab says that this parak is all about bitachon and ishtablus. They did their ishtablus, right? They had their weapons, but they had bitachon. That they will continue building the base of Migdash, and that's what life's about. Bitachon and Ishtablus. The Mishnah Zazav also notes that, you know, why did Klal Yisrael, we went back, and we finally building the base of Migdash, why do we have all these Saris? Maybe it's the Smichas HaParsha to the next parak. As we'll learn in the next parak, right, there were many Jews that were poor, and many of the rich Jews were taking advantage of the poor Jews. They didn't listen to their screams. So maybe that's the Smichas. Well, we don't listen to the screams of the poor. Hashem allows things to happen that makes us scream. Either way, this is Parak Dalet of Sefer Nechemiah.